The country is now settling in and adjusting to what the pundits never predicted, a president-elect Donald Trump. As his transition team goes about filling his cabinet and shaping the future, Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill knows the country is going through a transition of its own.
President Obama spoke to the nation on November 8th, saying that whatever happens, the sun will rise in the morning. I got up that morning, and it was raining. I also learned that Trump had become president-elect. I was saddened along with that half of America that felt Secretary Clinton would be the wiser choice. The race was over. Are there lessons to be learned? The campaign was ugly. It became tawdry at times, belittling and hostile. However offensive Americans found this, it does suggest that bad news, personal slanders, salacious and prurient attacks do titillate us enough to demand our attention. One ugly comment tweeted and picked up by millions is instantly available to us at any time. The cell phone rings, and the news, rather than informing us about domestic or foreign policy, is like reading a tabloid. In short, little of what we were exposed to was inspirational or uplifting. It was a street fight. As mindless as instant communication can leave us, it can also be the instrument of hope and inspiration. I meet every week with a small group. We meditate together and then process our thoughts and feelings. We speak from the heart. We met the Thursday following the election results. We were all disappointed, some depressed, but also confused about the campaign and the results. Each of us was trying to make sense of what happened without falling into the trap of mean-spirited criticism that had been so characteristic of the campaign itself. I found a tweet sent by radio host Krista Tippett. She interviews many of the world's spiritual leaders like Desmond Tutu and Thich Nhat Hanh. She writes in response to someone profoundly distressed about the nature of the campaign and its final results. It reads, "This is so hard. I'm terrified for my son, my family, and my friends. Am I supposed to be a faith leader? And yet I am paralyzed. Help." Tippett writes back, "This morning, pondering a 21st century calling, for those of us who can, is to be calmers of fear. Just that, as a start." She tweeted elsewhere about our present state, putting it in a larger context. "This political moment was never about politics. It's about the human condition. What happened is forcing us, calling us, to work on that." The presidential campaign of 2016 does beg a deeper question other than who won or lost. Do we have flawed candidates? Or is the problem about America's spirituality? George Merrill on the shore.